Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up in the third hour today on this March 1st, 2006 broadcast, we've got Paul Joseph Watson for his biweekly report joining us. In the meantime, I want to go into the concentration camps in great detail because a lot more is beginning to emerge. It's not rumor. It's documented in your face. It's happening in this country right now, the same type of police state they have in Iraq they want to have here domestically in this country. The criminals are in control of the government at almost every level, and they are subdividing and looting the entire economy. It is very, very serious, and we're going to deal with it in this first hour today. And we've also going to have a little bit of fun with some musicians who put together an interesting little hip-hop video that are scheduled to join us for a couple segments here in studio later. Now, this is a report out of New American Media. 10-year U.S. strategic plan for detention camps revives proposals from Oliver North. We had made this point. I'm glad now it's being picked up. And they have links in this article to all of the admitted declassified plans. And the Homeland Security plan for these camps all over the country, quote, for the Enemy and Sedition Act, Alien and Sedition Act, is end game. That's the code name. End game. Yes, that's the end game. The end game is to take your pension funds and put you in camps and take your guns and totally enslave you after the military-industrial complex stages a major atomic attack or biological attack in this country. And just as sure as the sun came up this morning, it's going to happen. You're going to wake up. It's going to happen unless everybody begins to wake up to who's behind the terror. If the globalists know that we know that they're doing it, and if the police wake up to it, and if the military wakes up to it, the globalists will back off. They'll still take the roads and the water districts and privatize everything and repossess the country, but they won't take your guns and all of your private homes and put you in camps and have a national draft and ship your sons off as imperial slaves in the imperial war and the imperial assault on these 60-plus countries they openly say they're going to be targeting. So it's real simple. It's all coming into view. It's right in front of us. It's happening. And I've been screaming about this for over a decade because I simply came into contact with the documents, the urban warfare training. I witnessed it. I've interviewed many experts from inside the government, and we've known about the plan, and they've been very slowly but methodically laying the groundwork for this control grid, and it's happening right now. Article that Paul Watson and I wrote yesterday, Gulags for American Citizens in Final Planning Stages, came out last night. Halliburton sex slave trade criminals prepare camps for political dissidents. And I want to read this article in its entirety and also this other story here. 10-year U.S. strategic plan for detention camps revives proposals from Oliver North. And we're actually posting today for free up on Infowars.com in between about five other duties. Ryan Slickeisen is doing it right now. In between customer service, people call up and say, how do I get my browser to launch? I mean, we're just so overworked here. But he's going to be uploading from America Destroyed by Design, my first film, some video clips from the congressional hearings where they admitted these camps. And the late Henry B. Gonzalez talks about it as well, not just Congressman Jack Brooks. And then Inouye, Congressman Inouye, who's still on the committee, still the chairman, 20-something years later, shuts the whole thing down. I guess exactly 20 years later. This was in 1986. So that's coming up after the break. Please take notes. Please record this. Please tell your friends and family to tune in right now because this is very, very serious, and this is the facts. You want to hear about Operation End Game? That's what it's called. Operation End Game. Operation End Game, the end game for destroying America, butchering the Bill of Rights. And all these boys from the CIA had to do is carry out a couple terror attacks, just like they did to overthrow all those third world countries. They've done it here. And boy, they just can't wait to get you in a full-bore police state. They got a lot of fun planned for you and your family. We can be buffaloed and cowed by this and go along with it, or we can stand up like Americans in our great tradition and clean the clocks of these criminal scumbags, these organized crime syndicates that think they can run roughshod over this nation and buffalo us. They got another thing coming.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
FEMA camps, emergency centers for your safety. It's all coming up in the shower on this March 1st, 2006 edition. But first off is an article out of the New York Sun yesterday that a caller mentioned at the very end of the broadcast, and I do have it here in my hot little hands. Patriot Act email searches apply to non-terrorists, judges say. And a lot of people are freaked out by this article. I have three-year-old articles where, you know, in North Carolina, they're using it, charging people who are selling marijuana. I mean, there's so many. We've listed them, the topless bars and the homeless people. And, oh, you don't get due process. You don't get a Fourth Amendment. Oh, we're going to use this at the local level. And it's happening in every county and every city across the nation. But you turn on the national news and they'll say, give me one example of where it's been used. And then they have these little staged events where the supposed opposition goes, I can't, I'm dumb. And they go, see, you're a fool, you're a liar. And it's all staged, it's just theater. Two federal judges in Florida have upheld the authority of individual courts to use the Patriot Act to order searches anywhere in the country for emails and computer data and all types of criminal investigations. You hear that? In all types of criminal investigations, because all crime is terror under Section 802. Don't worry, you'll get your rights unless you're a terrorist, but all crime is terror, and then they've made basically everything illegal. So overruling a magistrate who found that Congress limited such jurisdiction to cases involving terrorism. But again, the lawyers wrote this. Everything is terrorism, including all misdemeanors. The disagreement among the jurists about the scope of the powers simmered for more than 2 years before coming to light in an opinion unsealed earlier this month, as if the press couldn't discover they were using it against garden variety supposed crimes. The resolution, which underscored the government's broad legal authority to intercept electronic communications, comes as a debate is raging over President Bush's warrantless surveillance program and the duties of Internet providers to protect personal data. And it goes on. Magistrate Glassbrook said in passing the Patriot Act, formerly known as Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism Act, Congress made it clear its focus was terrorism. He said that there was nothing in the language Congress adopted in the days after September 11, 2001, terrorist attacks that suggested the nationwide search provision could apply to garden variety federal cases. Well, I'm sorry, Magistrate Glassbrook, though you're trying to defend this country, you're wrong. And the feds have gone out with the FBI, Homeland Security, BATF, and many others all over the country and visited toy stores selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes. They have gotten involved with county commissioners in bid payoffs. Everything you can imagine. Hundreds and hundreds of articles. There are multiple articles every day where they are setting the precedent. And in many cases, you don't get a trial, you don't get a jury, you don't get to face your accusers, you are indefinitely held. I have seen cases where they're taking someone's property, which they own, and the Forest Service, when the person goes into federal court, the judge says, this is maritime administration. You are under admiralty. Do not even speak in the court or you will be arrested. No defense is allowed. She tried to rise, and they said, that's it, arrest her and put her in prison. I mean, I have to read these federal court cases, these state court cases. There is a reign of terror going on. People that criticize the government are grabbed and held for 8 years, forced drugged, even before the Patriot Act was passed. Prominent doctors like Charles T. Sell who exposed Waco massacres. This is going on. This is happening. And so I'm tired of the denials, okay? They're saying the Patriot Act applies to all criminal investigations. That is how it is written. That is how my analysis, written 2 days after it became public, of H.R. 3162, then my analysis of Patriot Act 2, that was looked at by a bunch of lawyers and scholars and students, and I won second place of 25 awards in the Project Censored Awards in 2004. And I'm not tooting my horn, but all of these people write these little hit pieces. Even so-called patriots and people, they go out and they write these articles going, it's ridiculous. It doesn't create a database for gun owners. It doesn't say they can secretly arrest you. It doesn't say it's for all crime. That's because you don't know, I'm talking about these people or their feds, you don't know how to read the lawyers speak and then go check out the U.S. Code. I spent days reading it and reading the U.S. Code. That's why I had the analysis on target days after it passed 4-plus years ago. Again, I'm not tooting my horn, but if I get up here and say something, it's true, okay? 99% of the time, occasionally I get a number wrong or, mentally I'll quote a name wrong or a date, but literally 99% of the time, because I listen to my rebroadcast many times, I check my facts, you the listeners correct me, I'm almost always right, okay? And it's because this is what I do. I was up here at 1:30 in the morning last night working at this office researching what's happening. Okay, I was on the radio in St. Louis last night at midnight. And again, why? Because I know that hell is being released. I know the police state is upon us. I know my family and your family's in danger. And I know that I better get the facts and bring them to you, and I am. Now, people are always shocked when they call here and go, I got a brother who talked to a trucker who said he delivered camps, these mobile prisons, to a secret facility. Well, where is it? Well, I don't know. I heard it. Okay. And I'll just go, look, you don't have to do that. We have Senate hearings. We have Rex 84. We have their own documents. We have their own admissions. Please go to the documents. But there's almost a disease out there where people don't want to go to the documents. Well, let me just take you to the documents, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just read this article that we wrote yesterday. And every claim we make is a hyperlink to the documents, to the legislation, to the executive orders. All right? So listen up and listen up good, especially police and others that are still in denial and people that work for this system. Just don't tell me later after America falls and all this happens and then you wish to heaven you'd have done something. Don't tell me you didn't know and don't tell me you weren't warned, all right? You're forewarned, you've been told. And you think you're going to be part of it, some of you, when you're sitting there wishing, when you're getting abused by this system, I want you to remember, I'm talking to you. Gulags for American citizens in final planning stages. Halliburton's six slave trade criminals prepare camps for political dissidents. Bush administration and U.S. Army preparations to target American citizens and intern them in forced labor camps has vastly accelerated in the past month, and commentators from all over the political spectrum are sounding the alarm bells that the roundups may begin soon after the stage attack. Once the bane of the media's stereotypical tinfoil hat-wearing caricatures, concentration camps in America are now serious news, and no one is laughing. Following the news first given wide attention by this website, the Halliburton subsidiary, Kellogg Brown & Root, has been awarded $385 million contract. Remember, they run Camp X-Ray and the foreign camps and all of it. By Homeland Security to construct detention and processing facilities in the event of a national emergency. The Alternet site put together an alarming report that collated all the latest information and plans to initiate internment of political subversives and Muslims after the next major terror attack in the U.S. The article highlighted the disturbing comments of Senator Lindsey Graham, who encouraged torture, supporting Alberto Gonzalez to, quote, target fifth columnists, Americans who show disloyalty and sympathize with the enemy by protesting the war, whoever they may be. It is important to stress that the historical precedent mirrors exactly what the Halliburton camp deal outlines. Oliver North's Reagan-era Rex 84 plan proposed rounding up 400,000 refugees under FEMA in the event of uncontrolled population movements over the Mexican border in the United States. But then it was declassified that was the cover for the camp building. It was really for American citizens. Exactly what they're saying now. Go read the Houston Chronicle. But they admit, oh, and for Americans too. The real agenda, just as it was with Halliburton gulags, was the use, the cover of rounding up immigrants and illegal aliens as a smokescreen for targeting political dissidents. In 67-71, the FBI kept a list of persons to be rounded up, a subversive dubbed ADICS list. It's the red and blue list, folks. The current terrorist suspect list was recently revealed to contain the names of 325,000 Americans, and it goes on. Halliburton, through their KBR subsidiary, is the same company that built most of the new major detention camps in Iraq and Afghanistan. KBR have been embroiled in human sex slave trade, and their representatives have lobbied to continue it on Capitol Hill. Chicago Tribune. I mean, this is the type of demonic evil. Just openly admit it. Yeah, we do it. We're going to keep doing it. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. We're taking you over. I mean, you think they're just going to do that over there and not do it here? They're bold. They're bold. They're evil. Again, I want cops listening to go to my website, link through to Chicago Tribune, kidnapping women and children. Read it. It's just publicly admitted, not debatable, and that's who you work for. That's this government, okay? And it continues, we have a company that has been handed a contract to build prison camps in America that is engaging in trafficking young girls and women. Can this horror movie get any more frightening? A much-discussed and circulated report, the Pentagon Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, has recently been updated, and the revisions detail a template for developing agreements between Army and corrections facilities for the use of civilian inmate labor on Army installations as forced labor. Go read it. You'll be on the Army's website when you do. The plan is clearly to swallow up disenfranchised groups like prisoners and Muslims at first and then extend the policy to include fifth columnists, otherwise known as anyone who disagrees with the government exercising their constitutional rights. Anyone that disagrees with us engaging in our own constitutional rights. Respected author Peter Dale Scott speculated the detention centers could be used to detain American citizens if the Bush administration were to declare martial law. Daniel Ellsberg, former special assistant to Secretary of Defense, called the plan preparation for a roundup after the next 9/11. And it went on, and to centers, they've already done this on a smaller scale with the special registration detention of immigrant men from Muslim countries at the Guantanamo Bay. And then I have something even more unbelievable. We now have the documents from Homeland Security. We know the name of the program, and the name of the program is Endgame. Code name Endgame. I mean, how sick does it get? And it says in Endgame that they're going to take our guns and put us in camps.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
This is a pretty heavy subject we're covering. We'll lighten it up a little bit coming up in the next segment, and I'll get back into all these camps. So this is all official. This is Operation Endgame. And here's a story out of Pacific News Service. 10-year U.S. strategic plan for detention camps revived proposals from Oliver North. And later in the third hour, I'm going to play the audio from the Senate congressional testimony where they admitted all of this, and then the late Henry B. Gonzalez talking about it, the government using terror to arrest American citizens as a pretext. 10-year U.S. strategic plan for detention camps, revised proposal from Oliver North. And it goes on. The Halliburton subsidiary, KBR, announced January 24th that it had been awarded a $385 million contingency contract with the Department of Homeland Security to build detention camps. 2 weeks later, February 6th, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff announced that the fiscal year 2007 federal budget would allocate over $400 million to add 6,700 additional detention beds, an increase of 32% over 2006. And again, they already built 3 1-million-man camps in 2003. Even Newsmax picked up on that. The $400 million allocation is more than a fourfold increase over the fiscal year 2006 budget. And see, what the globalists do is they'll have 50 different programs, and that's about how many there are with this, and then reporters will all report on one or two or three or four, and then if we even try to report on all of them, it'll take 3 hours. But we've done that here. Both of the contract and the budget allocation are in partial fulfillment of an ambitious 10-year Homeland Security Strategic Plan, codenamed Endgame, authorized in 2003. You can link through and read the declassified summary. According to a 49-page Homeland Security document in the plan, Endgame expands a mission first articulated in the Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798. That's a quote from the bill, from the document. Its goal is the capability to remove all removable aliens, including illegal economic migrants, aliens who've committed criminal acts, asylum seekers, or enemy combatants, anybody that criticizes the government or potential terrorists. These are quotes here. There is no question that the Bush administration is under considerable political pressure to increase the detentions, and it just goes on and on and on. So it's called Operation Endgame, and back in 1986, it comes up in the Congressional House and Senate joint hearings, and Jack Brooks says, I read it in the Miami papers, that you claim it's going to be for illegal aliens, but it's really for American citizens. And then Rex 84 was declassified. Illegal aliens is the cover. Bush wants amnesty. He wants open borders. But, oh, don't worry, we're building camps for illegals. But then what, they lied back in 86, and now they admit, oh, and for emergencies and for American citizens during terrorist attacks, during crises. So this is happening. And I want the callers today, and you can bring up any issue you want. We don't screen the calls, but I'd like you to bring this up. I'd like you to focus in on this. I'd like to get calls that are, hey, Alex, I checked out the documents. Yes, I read civilian inmate labor camp program, the new updated Army Regulation 210-35. I mean, I want you, cops listening, bureaucrats listening, FBI agents, most of you are compartmentalized. I want you to go read it. I mean, I want you to see it. This I have right here. The Sun, the New York Sun, saying Patriot Act searches apply to non-terrorist judges say all types of criminal investigations at the local and state level. Here it is. We're all terrorists. We're all evil. All crime is terrorism under Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act. And you look at this new expanded Patriot Act. It's on the verge of being signed and passed and signed. It openly says in there that the Secret Service will be the new national police force over all the police, even when, quote, officials or protected persons aren't around, and they can just arbitrarily arrest you and charge you year and a half in jail, huge fines. On the low side, even higher in some cases, they can just say this is a free speech zone, you're not allowed to be in this controlled area, you're all arrested. We live in the age where, you know, the rock star Morrissey simply criticizes the government mildly. We wrote an article a few days ago, actually, Steve Watson did for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net, and it had the song lyrics that made the government so mad in it. And it was just milquetoast stuff about how the British had abused the Irish. And so they arrested him. The FBI was there. They said, are you a terrorist? We may keep you in jail. You'll basically keep your mouth shut. People at malls wearing Peace on Earth T-shirts are being arrested when they're head lawyers of major cities. This is happening, and the neocons are on the radio, the Michael Savages, a sick, beatnik, hippie leader of the 60s. Well, he always wanted camps. He always wanted control. That's what they always wanted. These are government ops. He now says, we're going to put you all in camps after the next attack. Anybody that criticizes the government, you've aided the terrorists. Well, let me just tell the globalists something. We're not going quietly into the dark night. We're not like the Russians. As Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, what would have happened if the Russians would have stood up? And if 1% stands up, when you start trying this on a mass scale, you will be defeated. And I don't want it to go to that point, but we do not have to be loaded on army trucks. We do not have to go to camps. We do not have to be loaded on helicopters to be put on jets to be flown overseas to be tortured in the Eastern Bloc. You have a right, just like a black slave had a right to beat his master's brains in and escape the plantation. You have a right when men in black uniforms come to take you and your family to a camp where they rape your children to death. Mainstream news, you have a right to defend yourself against them. Now that's not radical. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
When I see something really original, I've got to give it some attention. And it's a little racy, not that racy, but there's one word that doesn't follow King's English in their latest music video, Death Star, the Arab League, and the ArabLeague.org is up. The ArabLeague.com is not up yet. And, folks, these guys are local Austin musicians. And they have done a great hip-hop video. They've done some others we're going to be posting, and I was honored when they brought it to us and wanted us to debut it at Infowars.com. It's the Death Star. And so we're, in just a few minutes, going to play it. And I also want to then take some time to go over some of the lyrics from it. We're coming, infidel, you've taken it too far. We're coming, infidel, blow up the Death Star. And, I mean, it's fancy. They put a lot of work into it. It's It's really a weird mix of Star Wars, the Arab League, the Arabs being controlled by the CIA and the Bushes, and their real history. I mean, in just 3.5-4 minutes, young people out there can really get a good picture of what's happening. This kind of stuff is very, very effective. So, gentlemen, I know you have your security detail here with you as well. We're going to be talking to two of you. Gentlemen, tell us both about yourselves, and tell us why you decided to get into music.
First of all, the Arab League is honored to be on the Alex Jones TV radio show. With the Arab League, we're a hip-hop trio from the island nation of Hip-Hopistan. Hip-Hopistan is a small island nation in Gulf of Oman. We have no oil there, but we have a big port. The ships come and go from the Arab Gulf, and we see the effect of the U.S. foreign policy not only on the people, not only on the people executing the policy, but on the region and the world politics of the entire nation. This is something that the people of the West need to understand.
Hey, what is your name? Tell me your name.
My name is the chairman of the Arab League. I am here with my good friend, MC4.
When you play George Bush in your video, you look like him because you're so tall.
George Bush, you know.
George Bush Sr.
Mr. Alex.
Good man with Carlyle Group. He worked good with you, correct?
Yes. It don't matter who is the public face of the power. What is important is for everyone in the West to understand, because the people in the East already understand. It's important for the people of the West to understand Bush, Cheney, these people are puppets. They are pawns. They are executors of an international globalist policy. This is important to separate the wheat
chairman
from the chaff.
Chairman of the Arab League, who is this? Well, you!
This is my good friend and partner, MC4. MC4.
Tell us why you are fighting the jihad.
Personally, I'm into the game for the dope beats and the virgins, but I too have strong feeling about what the West is being hidden from. The truth about what is happening in the Middle East, that the kleptocrats are taking over your government, pointing their big weapons at women and children, blowing them up. Dar Jamal, I believe, he came yesterday to talk about all collateral damage that happened. This is something that you bring out. We'd like to give big props to you, Dar Jamal. And Hip-Hopistan, beautiful island, if you want to come visit, we have lovely mall.
We have the best Orange Julius in the world.
Chick-fil-A.
And it's as real as Skull Island and King Kong. Now, some people are going to think this is serious, folks. We got to. I've got some of the verses here. It happened in a galaxy not so far away with a dark force mounting. It's a land in disarray. He who will and wants to get your way, cut deep to the. Do you guys want to read this? Why don't you go ahead and wrap this for us there?
It happened in a galaxy not so far away when a dark force mounting set a plan for disarray. Yo, them who had the will and wanted it their way, cut into the system.
Carpe diem seized the day.
Hack out an empire by hook
and by crook.
Machiavelli would have gagged at the steps that they took. Improve on instruction, adding volume to the book, running game on the sheeple
with the ground that they shook.
You know what? And you guys do much better than I did babbling through it. Let's just go ahead and play what I think is your best music video, the Arab League's Death Star. Go ahead and roll that, Scott.
It happened in a galaxy not so far away when a dark force knocking set a plan for disarray. They who had the will and wanted it their way, cut into the system, carpe diem, seize the day. Hack out an empire by hook and by crook. Machiavelli would have gagged at the steps that they took. Improve all instruction, adding volume to the book. Running game on the sheep, only ground that they shook. Plans set in motion by the notion of control of the souls of those who do exactly as they're told. Set in line for the ration as they fashion unfold. Ever twist the iron fist as they tighten their hold. As they say, from an acorn drop a mighty oak grows. So the tentacles of empire expand and flow. Roots of this dynasty, founded long ago by the thief of the skull and bones of Geronimo. Wake up, infidel, they're taking it too far. Wake up, infidel, blow up the Death Star. Wake up, infidel, you're praying for this war. Wake up, infidel, blow up the Death Star.
What?
With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you.
Did he see in the true blood brother? He was down. Very own Yankee money, Prescott. Around, invested in the Nazi with a bunch of other clowns. Old man Ford, Tyson, Bush, Harriman, and Brown. 1952, he flew down to get up in his blood. Money bought that seat in the U.S. Senate. Grandpa had the vision. Herbert Walker stole the dope. Profit from the Holocaust. George Bush.
Bush drinks and coke.
George Herbert Walker.
Step up to have some fun. Now number one son, going to run some guns.
Cuba 1960, smoke screens of
Mata, but in the state of Bayabin, accountable for nada. Making Papa proud, he knew it all for Dada. His first taste of blood, his own intifada. Congress and ambassadors all move up, they not a stop. Nixon in the back, war chest getting mad.
Wake up, Fidel, they taking it too far. Wake up, Fidel, blow up the Death Star. Wake up, Fidel, you paying for this war. Wake up, Fidel, blow up the Death Star.
Director CIA 1976, Polly North from the coke, he carries a stick. Angola Noriega, fuck is getting sick. Put the down in power, then also do this trick. Hostage release, delayed for a week. Snap Carter in two, Reagan take the seat. The Reagan descend, then the real fun begin. Unleash the war machine, stretch the dollar thin. 1,000 points of light, a new world order. Orchestrate the conflict, break down the border. Introduce the drugs, create disorder. Then the feast with wrath, as the time grows shorter.
Wake up, Fidel, they taking it too far. Wake up, Fidel, blow up the Death Star. Wake up, Fidel, you paying for this war. Wake up, Fidel, blow up the Death Star.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough.
No. I am your father.
The son of Dark Knight, high as a kite. Light saber fight with a nose full of white. Tried to escape fate, but he gets in the inside. Tried to take the credit, but he shows not that right. Dumping his mouth, he's for government lies. Burn him as a planet, put drones in his guise. Attracted to power and mass genocide. George Herbert Walker failed to the dark side. Price tag America, 911 is all too easy. You giving up your guns. Black filthy beast in the hot desert sun. Abdullah's little hot dog in George Bush's one.
Wake up, Fidel, they taking it too far. Wake up, Fidel, blow up the Death Star. Wake up, Fidel, you paying for this war. Wake up, Fidel, blow up the Death Star.
Your destiny. If you only knew the power of the dark side, we can rule the galaxy as father and son. Don't make me destroy you.
All right, folks, we're back live, and we've got about 20 minutes left with our guests that came in. And yes, you're right, you're on radio and TV. Well, we're going to put this on TV by next week, this little interview. But, I mean, this video, the production quality compared to your others that are pretty good, is just excellent, where you've got lightsaber fights that look just like you've got sets that with the blue screen from Star Wars, interspersed with a very astute, accurate history of the rise of the Bush crime family. So, chairman of the Arab League, and, of course, Habib Rahman Abu-Jababi.
MC4.
Pardon me, Commander, what is that?
MC4.
I mean, guys, tell us how you produced this, why you produced it, how you got the idea to mix these genres together, because I think you did it just right.
Although I write several of the songs on our album, this song is actually written by MC4, so I'm going to allow him to explain this.
MC4, tell us what you have done.
Well, Infidel, the first thing we have to do is take a look at the kleptocratic...
I am not an infidel! You are infidel!
Whatever you say, my friend. The kleptocratic family of the Bush clan. From long time ago, they've been gun runners, yes? They run the guns.
And opium running.
And opium running.
They run the guns, they run the opium.
And this is what this New England family has been doing for generations.
They're good Christian people.
Very good Christian people, yes. They get themselves deep entrenched in governments. They send the father, George Bush Sr. He is the one who is most incredible to me, because a very, very capable man, capable of very underhandedness, very sneaky movement.
Very sneaky. Straight out of Yale. Like weasel.
Straight out of Yale. He's working with CIA on have his cover-up, Zapata Oil. He's down there facilitating the Bay of Pigs. No one ever called him on it. You know, this, I believe, is in your book, or the book that you did the foreword for.
Yes.
The Junta, Bush Junta.
Yes.
Very good book. I recommend that to any infidel out there to check out Bush Junta. Excellent book. We actually get most of the information from this book. And
when did you get the idea to start your own little Arab League?
About 3 years ago, right before, or maybe 4 years ago now, Mr. Alex, when the U.S. decided to actually finish the job that it started a long time ago in Iraq and launched the war on March 19. You know, I'm kind of ambivalent about this because I see it as just one more step in the grand plot. But then I realized this is not right. appropriation of people's resources and killing innocent people for their resources is not something that any honorable and great state like the U.S. traditionally has been.
Habibi, who carried out 9/11?
Everyone know that there is no serious people. Serious people do not dispute that this is some kind of black op, be it the Israeli Mossad or the CIA, Al-Qaeda, to use Mr. Alex's word. No serious people dispute this. But what is important is, as Mr. Alex, the theme of his entire life is, this is a war for your mind. The people that carry out these evil, those who wish to enslave us, they bring this upon you to scare you. And this is something very critical for you to understand. You must understand this is designed to generate fear. And through fear, it make you cowed and make you weak and make you willing to go along with the grand program. And it's very easy to determine what the grand program is. How do you do this? Whatever they say, believe the opposite. Mr. Alex, I want to present to you this one CD that we produced maybe 2 years ago when we first started.
Ah,
and this is it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys are going to be playing here soon in Austin. How many sets you do? I mean, how long do you get up? How many songs do you wrap up there?
We're going to be playing March 11th at Flamingo Cantina.
311.
Yeah, on March 11th, 311, the same day as the Spanish bombing, I believe.
When the globalists hit them, yeah.
Indeed, so we hope they don't bomb the Flamingo Cantina because there's going to be some beautiful people there. But we're going to be playing with several bands. The headline band is Maneja Beto, but we will be playing number two about 9:30. Our set lasts typically 20, 25 minutes. We have many songs, but typically we try to play the best one. And our set maybe.
What do you think your best is, Death Star?
Death Star is indeed the best song we have going right now.
Phase 4, very good.
Phase 4, also very good song.
A lot of people think they're saying we're coming Fidel. No, it's we're coming Infidel.
No, wake up Infidel.
Wake up Infidel.
Wake up Infidel. Mr. Alex, something very important. Something very important the Arab League want to make clear to the people. We're not violent. We don't believe in violence. We believe in peace. Prosperity, capitalism, and fair trade and justice. These things are very important. The nature of man is to trade. The nature of man is to make money and to seek leisure. This
well
is fine.
Said,
we don't have a problem with this. What we do have a problem with is when your greed overtake your common sense. My friends, you're addicted to oil, as the president finally admit. We're addicted to oil in the West, and this is something that for the sake of the world, you must change.
Well, did you guys hear me talking about all the mainstream news about the concentration camps and how wonderful they are? And it's called Operation Endgame. And here's a major newspaper saying, federal judges and state judges are saying that all types of crime are under the Patriot Act. No Bill of Rights. Meanwhile, they've had a national poll where more Americans know characters on The Simpsons than they know what the First Amendment is. I say that's a free country, man, where you don't even know what the First Amendment is, but you know all about The Simpsons.
It's since the end of
the world. Is Homer Simpson an infidel?
Homer Simpson is, and The Simpsons show generally, I've only seen it once or two times, is the barometer of democracy, in fact. This is my opinion because the biting social sarcasm and scathing political commentary on this program is very important. The fact that The Simpsons exists at all is a demonstration that the light that is the United States has not gone out yet. Ladies and gentlemen, since the end of the war, World War II, the U.S., for all of its faults, has been the light for the whole world, the leader of freedom and peace. Somehow, in the past, I don't know, Mr. Alex, 20 years, maybe.
People thought
years,
it couldn't happen here, so it's happening worse here.
It's going away, folks. It's going away.
It's like leaving your house open unlocked when you go on vacation, going, well, I haven't been robbed before, I won't get robbed now. And you come back and you're cleaned out. Who is this infidel? Who is that back there?
This
is an easy Shahid. He is our security force, also propaganda minister, very important member of the Arab League.
Izzy Shahid wears many hats, not only the security and propaganda, but he also, keep us on track, you know, he kind of protect us, because although he don't speak in a live show or on the air, say hi, Izzy Shahid.
Hello.
See, he don't speak at all. He protect us, and this is good. This is a very important function for him to serve.
Now, you guys didn't drive down here. You walked down to the studio, and the police were waving. And
Mr. Alex, we practice what we preach. We don't believe in the personal transportation apparatus, also known as the gas guzzle engine. So we walk, and occasionally we do ride the moped. But
do the ladies like your attire?
Oh my gosh! I want to say a special shout out to my lady. She's out there listening. I want to say I can't wait to see you today.
I'd like to send a big shout out to all the virgins out there. It's been a long time for me here in America looking for
okay, all right, guys. Yeah, I got a family show. But seriously, you guys are really, really talented. And how long did it take you to put together the Death Star video that's at InfoWars.com?
It took about 2 weeks to write it. And then we film it over New Year's Day, actually.
New Year's Day.
And then the editing process take about another 3 weeks.
Well done, Lord Vader. And where's Dick Cheney today? You have him in your video.
The evil emperor.
He's always running around in red pajamas with wads of cash.
Yes, the evil emperor. That is DJ DU. He was unfortunately called back on urgent business back to Hip-Hopistan.
Now, who's the black fellow I heard in the background? Because I've never seen him in any of your videos, but you've got that, he's got a great voice that comes in and talks about Prescott Bush.
This is my voice, actually, doing the voice of Darth Vader, something like George Herbert Walker. I think the name is something like, what's this big black actor's name, the big guy?
Well, you did a good voice of a black rapper then. No, I mean, who's the other guy? He cuts in and says, Prescott doesn't screw around.
Well, that is me.
That's you.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Thank you. You know, in
you guys can do a lot of different voices.
All we have in Hip-Hopistan is radio, TV, and, like, the mall.
Can you do the emperor?
No, I cannot.
Once more, Lord Bush will rule the galaxy.
Indeed, Mr. Alex.
We will have peace.
In light of your...
Do what must be done, Arab League. Show no mercy.
In light of your talent at doing the emperor, we want to invite you to be on the show at Flamingo Cantina. You can do a guest spot there, please.
When is that?
March 11th. Flamingo Cantina.
Oh, I don't want to bug you guys. March 19th.
We would be on.
March 11th. March 11th.
311. March 11th.
Well done. You have done well.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Have a little bit of fun screwing around occasionally, but I'm telling you, this video, this music video, will wake a lot of young people up, and it's got, just in 4 minutes, 3.5 minutes, crystallized a lot of history. Very, very accurate, with people dressed up like George Bush in Arab outfits running around with lightsabers. It doesn't get any better than that.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, the next hour, I'm going to open the phones up and cover a bunch of other news and get back into concentration camps. Our final segment with a talented hip-hop group, the Arab League, based right here in Austin, Texas. So many great Texans involved in the fight against the New World Order. What do you think of this guy, George Washington?
George Washington is a visionary man. I heard maybe he's some kind of Mason or something, but the fact when he is offered the dictatorship or the king of the United States and he turned it down in light of the previously made documents in Philadelphia, this to me is worthy of respect.
Yes, absolutely. You know, America was loved in the past. Now we're more and more hated. And, gentlemen, in the last few minutes, what other topics you want to cover? You've got some new music coming out.
Indeed. When we make the song Death Star, we also make another song called Phase 4. This song deals with Phase 4, the fourth phase in the grand plot. Phase 1, 911. Phase 2 is Remove the Taliban. Phase 3 is mess in Mesopotamia. And phase 4 is the upcoming potential upcoming hostility against another Muslim country, the Persians, over there in Iran.
Are there going to be any attacks on Hip-Hopistan?
Hip-Hopistan, like we say, have no resource, only the nice port there. So
it's like a great big gas station. All the boats pull up, you know. We have mall, the sailors jump out.
So no, we don't anticipate the attack there because we're peaceful, we have no money, we're just peaceful people who like to, you know, make dope beats. But the question regarding Iran, Mr. Alex, is how are they going to attack Iran? Because Iran has Shahab missiles which can reach to London, can reach to Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. How are they going to attack?
They're
going to
hit 200 spots instantly.
How are they going to do this?
Snake attack.
This is not possible.
Imperial bombardment.
I'm here to tell you this is not possible because for sure Iran have at least the ability to make one missile fly upon the initial attack.
The globalists want them to attack. They want to get us into World War III. They call it World War IV. They call the Cold War World War III.
Indeed. But something also very important for globalist people is stability. And though you can have some kind of creative chaos and have the ability at that point to...
They like to be able to stage manage it, not have it get out of control.
Indeed, stage manning is very important.
You guys are going to be at where coming up in March?
Flamingo Cantina.
March 11th.
311.
March 11th, so what, 9 o'clock at night people should be there?
Yes, sir.
Where is that located here in Infidel, Austin?
It's on 6th Street between Red River and Brazos on the south side of 6th Street.
All right, well, in closing here, people want to visit ArabLeague.org. And soon you'll have ArabLeague.com up. We posted your video 4 or 5 days ago. What feedback have you gotten to the grapevine?
Well, people appear to like it. They give us compliments. They tell us that we are spot on with our observation. And they like the fact that we bring out the Bush family dynasty and what they've been doing for years.
You guys, I mean, this whole genre you thought of, this whole look and this whole thing is really interesting. I mean, I think it's going to be very effective waking people up.
Thank you.
Mr. Alex, because you do such good work and you and Dar Jamal, we want to offer you an honorary visa and passport to the island nation of Hip-Hopistan, where if you come, you will see that this is not a look, my friend. This is how everybody in Hip-Hopistan is. We like to dress up. We like to wear, you know, a little bling. And then we like to make dope beats and distribute these dope beats to the world. And right now, you are the lucky recipient.
And for those that don't know what dope beats are, that's...
It is hip-hop slang for... Backbeat.
Super good music.
Super good music, yes.
Indeed.
Dope beat.
Well, I am really glad that you guys joined us.
I want to say, regarding your topic for the day regarding concentration camp for America, American people, please do listen to Mr. Alex, and not only to him, but listen to your heart. You know something is wrong here.
Search your feelings.
That's
you
right.
You know it to be true.
He needs to come to the show.
Yes.
But search your heart. You know, don't listen to what they tell you on the TV, even the internet. Listen to your heart.
With the Arab League, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
You know that what is happening is wrong. It is incumbent upon you as an American. As an American, one
Lord Habib.
The inheritor of a great and glorious concept called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. This is very, very important.
Yes.
You must stand up and resist this.
Folks, we got a break. Thank you for coming in, gentlemen.
Thank you.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.